Hello and welcome to the ICIS Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Ashani Chavda, editor for Methanol in Europe, and today I'm joined by Anna Mathan, editor for Methanol in the US. We're going to be discussing recent developments in both markets. Now, for much of this year, the US and European methanol markets have followed a similar price trend. As we head towards the year end, global methanol markets continue to see some similarities in production, consumption, and pricing. Anna, could you give us an overview of the US market?
Sure, Ashani, and thanks for having me on this podcast. The US market continues to face the impacts of both regional and global production cuts that we saw more prominently in Q2 and Q3. Now, some of those were for maintenance-driven issues, and some were a bit more economically driven issues and closures. But following the crude crash in March and coronavirus-led shutdowns in the Western Hemisphere, U.S. methanol prices sank to four-year lows. And that dramatic decline in prices was enough to cause some producers to cut those production rates. And we saw that particularly in Trinidad and Tobago, while others looked to delay new or additional capacity that was previously announced. We also had the most active Atlantic hurricane season on record here. And while there were no major outages in methanol in the U.S. relating specifically to that, as in hurricane damage, there were still some temporary shutdowns and restarts that took some time and production out of the market. And at the same time, methanol consumption in the traditional chemical applications improved throughout Q3. As manufacturing activity recovered, particularly in the automotive and construction industries. The energy-related applications, such as MTBE and biodiesel, were hit hardest during Q2, but have more visibly improved as ground transportation and fuel consumption increases.
Are you seeing similar things in the European market?
Yeah, so definitely methanol consumption in Europe also recovered over Q3, and that was largely driven by a number of planned and unplanned shutdowns, you know, including the ones in the US that you mentioned. Meanwhile, downstream markets slowly picked up. On the downstream market side of things, the biodiesel and MTBE markets also recovered from their Q2 declines in Q3, but have since slowed down, and that's due to lower demand linked to seasonality this quarter, as well as recent lockdowns in parts of Europe, as we're in the middle of the second wave of the coronavirus. Therefore, the impact of these lockdowns and the winter driving season have collectively created a demise in gasoline and gas oil consumption in Europe. Now, this quarter, there aren't as many methanol shutdowns, but the market remains bullish due to supply shortages and continued strong demand from downstream markets, particularly from aldehyde. I hear there's also tightness in the US market. What has this done to pricing?
Yeah, that's right. The US market does continue to see similar tightness, which led to much stronger pricing in November. So for November, contracts were about 9% higher at 110 to 114 cents per gallon. And it was the highest contract settlement we saw since March of this year. Now, on the spot pricing side, we have seen trades hitting 96 cents per gallon, also a high since the trade seen in March. And those are more than double what we were seeing in Q2 when prices were at those four-year lows I mentioned earlier. So prices have come a long way so far in Q2 from where they were. But despite this increase, spot trading activity has remained a bit more muted for much of this month. But solar activity doesn't seem to be the case in Europe, right? Ashani, can you fill us in a bit more on what's happening there?
Yes, that's right, Anna. So we're also seeing a return to pre-COVID spot pricing levels and beyond. The European market really gained momentum last month, and supply levels are still rather low. The latest estimation was between 35 to 40% capacity in Rotterdam, and spot prices have been on an uptrend. So far this week, spot prices hit a high of 265 euros per ton FOB, which is an 18-month high and actually surpasses the agreed Q4 contract price level of 263 euros per ton FOB. The market is expected to remain tight in the coming weeks, though this is also dependent on changes in global production. At the moment, we have an unplanned shutdown taking place in Russia, which is contributing to tightness both in the Russian market and in Northwest Europe. Additionally, outages in the US and Latin America have driven consistent European exports to those regions this quarter, which have contributed to supply constraints in the European spot market. Though these supply conditions can quickly change, we're still expecting healthy downstream demand in Q1. What would you say are the main factors to consider as we near 2021?
Well, in the US, supply will continue to be the main driver here. Will more production remain cut or projects being deferred is sort of the big question. In this region, there's some new capacity expected to fill the market in 2021, both in the US and in Trinidad. So that could really impact a more robust demand recovery with more supplies filling the market. On the demand side, downstream demand is expected to continue to improve, but a lot of that also depends on other economic factors coming into play here. We recently had the US presidential election, and the outcome and its impact to the chemical markets is one thing a lot of people are speculating about recently. And of course, the coronavirus pandemic is always going to be a major factor here. The positive news regarding vaccines and what that could mean for an economic rebound is lending support to a more hopeful 2021. But at the same time, we're seeing an increase in infections across many states, causing social restrictions and lockdowns. I know that's also a big factor in Europe. So how does that continue to influence methanol and what's to come?
So there are still some uncertainties in the European market involving, you know, the coronavirus and Brexit, though overall the sentiment is largely positive. As you say, the news on vaccines have created some hope for 2021. And although we're in the middle of regional lockdowns in Europe, this time the market is not expected to face such a significant impact as it did in Q2. Many are hoping to keep working as normally as they can. And so far, trading hasn't been hit as hard as it was during the first lockdown. Downstream demand recovery is still fairly strong, and that's expected to continue into next year, particularly for formaldehyde. And in the meantime, players will soon be negotiating for the Q1 2021 contract price. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Anna, and for sharing your insights on the US market. And thank you at home for listening. Please join us again for the next ICIS Chemical Update podcast. And for all the latest market news, please visit the ICIS dashboard.